Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
B-Pod Studios.
These guys know how to connect with you about Boston sports.
This may feel strong, but you people are stupid.
OMG! It's Felger and Maz, 95 The Sports Hub.
It's hour two of the program, Felger and Maz. Listen to our Patriots discussion, Maz. Why don't we let some emailers take us there, okay?
Sure, by all means.
Jarred some thoughts loose. It's time for the Mimecast email of the day, Stu.
It's the Mimecast email of the day!
Dear Felga, I f***ing hate you. And I think Maz is a douche.
The Mimecast email of the day!
Send one to Felger@985thesportshub.com.
That's right, Felger@985thesportshub.com. Mimecast is the official cyber resilience email provider of the New England Patriots. Protect your business email from cyber attacks with cloud solutions from Mimecast. That's Mime, M-I-M-E. Mime is money. Right, Murray? Smile tap. Mimecast. Mimecast.com. Go to Mimecast.com today.
I get that. That's kind of cute play of words.
There it is. Okay. Email. Felger, you are unbelievable. Exclamation point. Brady's being selfish because he wants to play with Antonio Brown? Really? Every chance you get to take shots at the GOAT, you do it. It's not his job to coach up Jacoby Myers. That's Bill's job. By the way, do you remember the AFC Championship game last year? We are going to need that offensive firepower to keep pace with Kansas City this year. Tell that Maserati idiot that if it was about Brady's ego, he would have demanded to get paid the top pay years ago and demanded that the Patriots get him receivers comparable to Randy Moss years ago so he wouldn't have to keep making chicken salad out of chicken poop. Period. Paragraph. Signed, Mike and Peabody. First things first.
First of all, the phrase Maserati idiot is redundant.
Okay, that's one. Two, every chance you get to take a shot at the GOAT, you do. Wham. That's two. Number three. So Brady's being selfish because he wants to play with Antonio Brown. I thought about this for a second. You know what the answer is?
Yes.
Yes!
Of course he is.
It's absolutely selfish. Who does it benefit other than Brady?
The offense in general, but Brady.
To me, that's debatable. I mean, he should benefit the offense in general. That's not debatable, but it benefits him. Does it benefit Sony Michel?
No.
Does it? It does benefit the line, I suppose, if he's got someone else to throw to. But Antonio Brown does not benefit the organization. It's going to cost them, and we'll get into this too, because they're probably going to lose that signing bonus. It costs them millions of dollars. It may have cost them sponsorships from the Antonio Brown thing. It costs them a huge chunk of public relations and goodwill among maybe some female fans and neutral or fair-minded fans. It cost them. It doesn't help the defense. It helps Brady. It's really just for him.
No, it's Tom's toy.
It is selfish.
Yeah, it is. It is. And again, see, now I would argue...
To ask and expect the organization to pay that kind of money and take on that kind of risk for someone they don't need to win these ballgames is absolutely 100% selfish. Yep. Mike and Peabody, yep, he's being selfish.
I mean, that's how I would have answered the question. Yeah, it is. It's selfish. And I would say some of the selfish would benefit the team. Some of it, but some of it takes it too far and then it becomes, you know, unmanageable. And so, look, I don't blame Brady for wanting Brown. If I were Brady, I'd want Brown too. Well, of course you would. Why wouldn't you if you're him? The one that ticks me off is this idea that somehow Brady is like the perfect teammate.
Okay, again.
You know what I mean.
Tell Maserati, that idiot, that if it was about Brady's ego, he would have demanded to get paid like the top guys years ago and would have demanded the Patriots get him receivers years ago. Maz said yesterday that Brady's ego is what's driving this.
Yeah, I think Brady's ego is at least part of it. Yes, it's part of it. So when you look at it and you say, you know, the whole thing with Brady digging in on Brown and Brady wants to to whip it around, you know, and I mean the football, along with other things, maybe. But really, it's about chucking the football around. Who does that serve? Tom. So look, now you want to tell me that come playoff time, when it really gets to the nitty-gritty, that if the game plan in any given game is, Tom, we need to run it this week, is Brady going to be on board? Of course. Yes. I don't dispute that part of it. But this idea that Brady's going to be content in what could be his walk year, handing it off 50 times a game and being Kirk Cousins? Ha, please, why would he be happy with that?
No, he wanted him because it makes his job easier, period.
That's what it. I think it is, too.
Yeah.
That's what it is. He wants it to be easy. He want, you know, he just, which is sort of a natural instinct to want it easier because Antonio Brown makes his job easier. He doesn't have to work with young guys or new guys or guys who are new to the system, which he obviously hates doing. Freaking hates it. To which I would say to him, Tom, it's part of the job. They said last night on TV, that's why they pay you the big bucks. And Tom Kern immediately corrected me and said, they don't. He's actually the 15th highest paid quarterback in the league. I said, touche, fair point. This is why they should pay you the big bucks. This is why on paper, you know, you cliche make the big bucks. You don't make the big bucks, which is true, which is maybe part of his rationale. But anyway, as I said yesterday, you can win on defense this year.
Exactly.
So win on defense. I thought it was all about winning.
Mike, my only point in this whole thing has been that when that guy called yesterday, and I'm going back to yesterday's show for a second, we had a caller late in the program that says Brady has no ego. I almost went through the ceiling. What? No ego? Are we going to be that ridiculous? Now, I never said that Brady's ego was massively out of control. I never, don't tell me zero. He has zero ego. Tom Brady doesn't want to sit there and throw and put up numbers and what could be a walk year. All that stuff means nothing to him. Can we stop with that? That's just stupid. Of course it means something to him. If you gave Brady the option, you could have the same result, but you are more important than the defense or the defense is more important than you. Which one would he pick?
I just have a hard time coming to that, Maz. I've never known that from him. I've never seen that from him. I don't think this is Dan Marino at the end of his career.
Okay, I didn't say he was Dan Marino. Dan Marino's ego was out of control.
Right, I want to throw and not run. It got in the way there. So, like, I'm picking the extreme example, but I've never known Brady to be unhappy to win on defense or win handing the ball off.
Okay, when did you know him?
Just from what I know from sitting here, from, you know, just viewing him through the public eye.
Okay, well, he's changed a lot in 15 years. I mean, in 03, 04, Brady isn't the same guy he is now. He's 42. Of course he's going to have an ego.
You said this yesterday. I have a hard time coming to that point.
Mike, I'm not telling you he wants to throw over winning. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that if you said to Brady, you're not the centerpiece of the team anymore. You have to defer to someone else. You think he's going to take that well? Mike, come on.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I've never known him to be that. I'm not saying like I know him, but just from how I viewed him over 20 years, I've never felt him to be that guy. Maybe this year's different. Maybe he wants to go out in a blaze of glory, or maybe he wants to set up his contract year, or I don't know. But he wanted Antonio Brown.
Of course he did.
He wanted him.
Yeah.
And I just I can't bring myself to say it's because of his ego. I just think he wants. He wants it easier for him. He wants to put up the big numbers. He wants to have a prolific thing like he had with Randy Moss in 07. And maybe it's for business. I think the most important thing to him right now is a TB12 brand, you know, other than his family. I think number two is TB12 and number three is the Patriots. That's not ego. That's business. So maybe it's business.
Yeah, okay, but that's a big vanity project. And
exactly.
What is that vanity?
It's business. It's business.
It is.
But he wants to take over the world.
But it's his business.
It's named for him. I'm
exactly.
More like Maz than this.
It's
why are you afraid
business.
To say this? Say it.
Because I've never known him to be an egomaniac.
Nobody said egomaniac. If you
well,
were to
so say, he's not egoless, of course.
You know, so, but this
but
idea.
I don't think that's the driving thing.
Oh, Mike, it's a factor.
The TB12 is more of a factor.
But to me, it's all part and parcel of the same thing. It's about Brady.
Nah, TB12 is business. He wants that. He wants
it's
that thing to take over
business.
The world. He wants to be a. He wants to take over the world. He wants to own a team. This is what he wants. He wants to be. You think he's rich now? He wants to be. He wants to go through the roof.
Okay, so his own personal business then is more important.
Yes. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. But that's not ego. That's business.
Sure, it is. It's ego.
I don't know why you just don't want to see like that project. His businesses that all feeds his fill in the blank. Ego.
Pocketbook.
But his pocketbook's about his ego. Right. Why does he need the money, Mike?
He wants the money because he's a capitalist.
Okay, so again.
Why does anyone want money? And if you think when you make a lot of money, you want to stop making it? No, that's not what I've seen
okay,
in this country.
So if he could make more money by taking the TB12 off of the gym, why wouldn't he do it?
So I told you that story yesterday. So there's, I'm not telling you he's egoless.
Okay, but this is my only point. Again, you want to say to me that Tom Brady overall does a pretty good job of managing his ego. Yeah, I totally agree with that. I mean, given who he is,
I just don't think
for him to take less salary and everything, that's a big step.
I just don't agree with you that ego's the driver with him.
Oh, his ego's a huge factor here. Huge. Huge. Brady is the centerpiece. He's been the centerpiece of the on-field operation now for a long, long time. They turn him into a game manager, that's going to be okay? There's no way he accepts that. I mean, when I say he'll accept it, but not well. Well, he's not going to like it.
He's pouting his ass off right now, man. He is moping around like you read about. The more you listen to his interviews and the stuff that's coming out, even today with that jackwagon, Antonio Brown, Instagramming like a painting of it. Did he commission a new painter? Hopefully she didn't turn around.
Right.
But, you know, someone painted a thing of Antonio Brown with not a Patriots logo, but like Patriots colors on him. A goofy thing. Goofy Instagram picture. And Tom Brady immediately is like liking it or heart emojiing it or whatever.
He can't wait to comment or like an Antonio Brown post on Instagram.
So Brady's just continues to carry on with this Antonio Brown thing. And it's a little annoying, but you know what? This ain't new either. He pouted when they cut Lauren Molloy. He pouted when they traded Logan Mankins. He freaking grew a beard in solidarity. He pouted in 2014 when they drafted Garoppolo and got off to a bad start. And then eventually, every single time he woke up and sort of used it as motivation and got better from it, which is what I expect here. And so, but the way he's carrying on right now, like, dude, snap out of it already. And every time you throw support at Antonio Brown, you're sort of undercutting the organization. And are you going to say one thing about the importance of, you know, and not that this, I'm not trying to save the world either, but boy, he really doesn't care about saying the right thing about sexual assault or things like this, because everyone at least gives that lip service. And the Patriots, we take these allegations very seriously. It's a serious problem. We're looking, I mean, you at least say that first thing as a qualifier. Brady doesn't even bother with that. It's the immediate heart emoji.
Yeah, look, he's never taken a political stance on everything, on anything rather. But just to be clear, what you said yesterday was, Tom, why don't you want to work, you know, if the team can win by playing defense and doing it a different way, why can't you do that? And I said, ego.
He'll come around on
it. I'm not talking about ego specifically with Antonio Brown.
He's just having his little pity party like he has every so often.
So again, come playoff time, he'll be fine. He'll be fine. But to think that he like doesn't have an ego and doesn't want to be the centerpiece of it, I mean, come on, what are we talking about? The guy's the best football player in history. He's been the best player in the organization since basically the day he got here, if not a couple of years in. The whole thing's been built around him. Now he's going to turn into a game manager and be happy? No way. It's not realistic.
Okay, your thoughts, folks. Pick it up on the other side.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sport.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
This is Ty Law, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Have you ever seen 100,000 square feet of pure fun? Come join us at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Be amazed at the 30 luxury bowling lane, a multi-level go-kart track featuring car number 24, multi-story laser tag, and more. Apex offers delicious chef-inspired menu with two full bars serving craft and local beer, plus signature cocktails featuring my very own Corbis Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Come to Marlboro and visit or check us out at apexentertainment.com.
Felger and Mass.
Wow.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Kraft also told me that when he broke the news to Tom Brady yesterday, Brady initially said, I'm 100% in. 2 minutes later, Tom came back, said to Kraft, I'm 1,000% in. Then he came back 2 minutes later, said, I'm 1,000,000% in.
He wasn't kidding, man. Every chance Brady gets, throw some support to this cretin. Brady takes it. Good Lord. Not, and of course, in true millennial fashion, in true 2019 fashion, he won't speak it, He won't stand behind his words, but he'll throw up a little heart emoji, a little thumbs up likey thingy on one of your social media applications. That's how it's done nowadays, and that's how Brady does it. Like, good Lord.
And, you know, technically, I don't think he even qualifies as a millennial, right? Like, you know, isn't it within 15 years of the millennial?
I have no idea. Whatever.
Wait, who? Brady?
Yeah,
or,
Brady.
No, Brady doesn't. No, he's Gen X.
Yeah, totally. I mean, but seriously, it is. It's so. It's just like, I don't know. Go ahead.
Okay. There's a couple more emails that I want to get to, but let's get to the phones. As promised, a little Celtics thing there. Theo Epstein to the Red Sox is very real after Eric Spear writes about it today in the Globe. And this Brady topic. Mike in Scituate on Brady. Go ahead, Mike.
Hi, guys. Mike, I'm glad you kind of calmed down from yesterday and you're not as caught up in the mass hysteria from yesterday.
Well, I disagree with him yesterday. I don't think it goes right to ego, but I think it's selfish.
I don't think it's selfish. You know, you're criticizing what he was talking about the other day. And if you look at what he said over 20 years, he says, hey, we'll practice hard with the guys we got and we'll go out and do the best we can and try to win. I don't think that you can question that the number one motive behind Brady is winning football games and Super Bowls. And I just don't think it's right to suggest otherwise.
Well, I mean, yeah, I haven't. Yeah. But why is he putting on this thing about, oh, the adversity that we faced? They won three straight games by like 30 points or something. And, you know, he was carrying on with Jim Gray about the adversities that we faced. And he was carrying on his interview across the street about, you know, you have to get some experienced guys in here. It's just you can't throw young guys in here who haven't done this before. And, you know, we're just going to have to go with what we do. And, I just work here. I don't pick the players. I just work here. And we it's a challenge right now. And we'll just show up and win with the guys. Meanwhile, every time he throws it to Philip Dorsett, he catches it. Every single time.
Woe is me.
And Tom Brady's carrying on about, oh, we don't have this. And, you know, it's a challenge right now. And I just think his whole tone is...
That line of, I just work here, has been used by every single person in American workforce history that's pissed about something at work. That the more I thought about that, that to me is maybe the most telling of the things he said to prove that he's not happy about the situation he has either up front with the offensive line or what he's dealing with weapons. I just work here, man.
I mean, get over
it. Don't talk to me. It's above my pay grade.
Dude, you've got... maybe if Edelman doesn't play this week, you've still got Josh Gordon out there who's good, and you've shown you can throw to him. You have Philip Dorsett, who catches it every single time you throw it to him. You have James White, arguably the best pass-catching back in the league coming back this year, or this week anyway, in Buffalo. You've got the best coach on the planet by far. You've got an offense that gets guys open by 20 yards routinely and dissects defenses. What are you carrying on about? And you've got an amazing defense where you can even have an off day and still win ball games. So what is this tone, this pity party?
He didn't even have this at 1-2 at this point last year. He didn't. He didn't sound like this.
So he lost his guy. Now, Maz thinks it's because of his ego. I think he just wants to have a big year for what? His last year, his walk year. TB12 brand. I go to the TB12 brand, but that's business. That's not ego.
I mean, I think they're the same thing. Again, I you know, you don't draw that
TB12 is money. It's money. It's his business.
It's right. His business. His. If it was someone else's business, would he care?
So that's not ego. It's selfishness.
Mike, it is ego. Ego is self-importance. That's what it is.
Well, no, but
ego is self-importance. And again, it's not a four-letter word. You're entitled to have one. And Brady is okay. You know, honestly, and I say this with all sincerity, given who he is and what he's accomplished, he's done a great job managing it. Because he should be Marino. He should be out of control, and he's not. But we all have one, and there are times where we have to fight it.
Okay, Brian in Rhode Island, 41-41 for the Celtics. How do you feel about that?
I feel it's about right. I could see them maybe going 45 wins, but
oh my god!
I feel like you got to think though. In the East, they're not getting through Milwaukee. They can beat Philly because they don't know how to play, and their coach is a joke. But Murray's right, so they're not going to get through Milwaukee this year. Giannis is going to get better, and then next year you have to deal with if even a 70% Kevin Durant.
Okay, I'm not sure the Bucks are better. They just lost Brogdon. They kept the wrong guard. They kept Middleton and lost Brogdon. I don't know how that makes them better. And unless Giannis all of a sudden can shoot overnight, I don't know how. I think they're going to take a step back because teams are going to know how to play them. And they're not going to sneak up on anybody. How many games did they win last year, the Celtics?
52? Okay, let me double check that. No, 49 maybe. I'm sorry.
And their effort.
49 and 33.
Their effort sucked.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I've seen Brad Stevens with a little less talent but with more effort win a crap ton of regular season games. Why can't they go back to be that team?
They can.
And then when you get in the playoffs, if they lose to more talent, then fine, get back to me. But in terms of a regular season equation, aren't they going to get their work ethic back without that pill in the locker room?
You would think so. Yeah, so I mean, I'm still a little worried about the young guys because Tatum and Brown really turned me off last year. But with Kyrie gone, I almost said Isaiah. With Kyrie gone, I think you'll see them bounce back some. I'm just worried about Kemba. I don't know how good he really is, and I want to see it.
Alan in Florida on the Red Sox and Theo Epstein. You want him back, Alan?
Well, I'm going to tell you, I said this to Maz yesterday. Theo, I found one team in all of baseball that underachieved worse than the Red Sox. Do you know what turmoil, what's going on with the Cubs right now?
I do, yes. The massive underachievers.
I mean, it's just horrendous.
Two straight years. But hold on, Alan. When a team underachieves on the field, is that the GM's fault or the...
Well, yeah, because of the signings he made. He signed Haywood with a horrible contract. He signed Darvish, who's starting to pitch all right, but a horrible contract. He's got all these losers on the team. They're always hurt. They're always a mess. And he's really, this is a team that was supposedly built for championships. They won one, luckily, in a rain delay. Madden's going to get fired. I'm not so sure I want him back. I mean, this team is the identical replica of the Red Sox in the National League. They got overachievers. They got so-called stars like Chris Bryant, who hit 270 this year. I mean, they're a mess.
They have underachievers is what you mean, Alan. But generally, underachievement, it's the GM's job to put the talent in place and then the people in uniform to execute. And I hate to nerd out on you, but it's just an indication of it. The Cubs have a plus 107 run differential. Plus 107. Maz said, according to the Baseball Reference, according to the nerd stats, they should be 10 games better than they are.
Right.
So a GM would point to the run differential and say, this is the team that I built. The wins and the losses are on you and the execution of it and the late game management and those situations. And it's the second straight year the Cubs have had a through-the-roof run differential. And they're finishing much lower than they should based on that run differential.
They should be 10 games better than the Brewers.
Okay, and they're 5 games behind.
I mean, the Brewers have overachieved, the Cubs have underachieved, and the gap, given that reality, the gap between the two is huge.
So again, when there's an underachievement, under or overachievement, that goes to the uniform personnel.
I feel that way too.
You know, not the guy in the front office.
I mean, I've said all along, Dombrowski's not the number one reason where they are this year. I've said that all along. I don't want Dombrowski to be the GM anymore because I think all of a sudden now they have problems in terms of managing the roster, and I don't think he's the right guy to do it anymore.
Okay, we continue with this mix, and do the Patriots have enough? Do they have enough at receiver without Antonio Brown? We address that after the update.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
This is Ty Law, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Have you ever seen 100,000 square feet of pure fun? Come join us at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Be amazed at the 30 luxury bowling lanes, a multi-level go-kart track featuring car number 24, multi-story laser tag, and more. Apex offers delicious chef-inspired menu with 2 full bars serving craft and local beer, plus signature cocktails featuring my very own Corbis Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Come to Marlboro and visit or check us out at apexentertainment.com.
B.O.B. Boob.
Oh, my God. Isn't that Bob?
It's Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
As for Tom Brady, he wanted Antonio Brown to play football for the Patriots. He understood the team was in a situation where they were wafer thin at wide receiver, and that adding one of the best players in the National Football League at that position was going to make his life drastically better and increase the chances the team was going to win a crap load of games and perhaps a 7th world title. That's all changed now. And when Antonio Brown went out the door, Tom Brady, who wanted Antonio Brown here, who really doesn't ask for much, I've been told, who basically goes along and takes what's given to him, he wasn't that psyched. Again, I don't know if he registered an opinion as to whether or not Antonio Brown had only himself to blame, But he was happier when Antonio Brown was here than he is now that he's gone. And you could almost hear that when he sat with Jim Gray, or actually called in with Jim Gray, during the Westwood One interview on Monday Night Football.
So that's Tommy Kern on his fine podcast there. Yeah. He alluded to it there. You know, there was, I can't remember exactly how Tommy just said it, but, you know, who's Tom pissed at? Is he pissed at Robert? Is he pissed at the team for bailing on Antonio Brown? And if that were the case, I would say you should really be directing your anger towards Antonio Brown, because all he had to do was turn off his GD phone.
Right. That's all
still
self-inflicted.
Be here. Like,
what? I think he's pissed at Robert.
Well, you should be pissed at Antonio Brown, Tom.
No question.
All he had to do was not open up the text machine, which is something we learned here on the radio like 10 years ago. Don't keep the phone off. All Antonio Brown had to do was keep his phone off, and he'd still be here. Why isn't Brady pissed about that? Why is he still supporting the jackass on Instagram and whatnot, when that's what gets him in trouble in the first place?
Because he wants to make it clear he's agitated with the team.
God!
And he hasn't been convicted. And I do wonder if Tom maybe looks at Robert and says, well, you've had your own personal problems here, too. And this guy has had his. And, you know, you haven't been convicted. It's just public opinion you've had to deal with. And the same with Antonio Brown. Why can't you cut him a break? If he felt that strongly about him, and he clearly does, because he's still, again, today, Antonio Brown can't stay away from Instagram, posts up a new photo, and one of the first people to like it, oh, Brady, quickly, with a lustful like.
Marsha Brady, like a little teenage girl, the way he's carrying on.
Careful!
On social media. I can say I got teenage girls on social media. I'm allowed to say it, Trenny. Don't pick at us. It's just an expression. But so I think Brady's carrying on. What we're arguing about is the root of it. The root of it. I just have a hard time putting Brady. I've seen quarterbacks driven by ego. You know, Marino's the one I point to. Aaron Rodgers has a much bigger ego that gets in the way than Tom Brady. Brett Favre had a much bigger ego that gets in the way than Tom Brady. I mean, if I think of more, I'll give you more. But those are just two that I followed really closely. I've never felt Brady deserve that sort of label. I think he wants it easy. I think he wants a fancy receiver here. But it's not because of his ego. What is it? I don't know. Go out in the blaze of glory, contract year, TB12 brand. I opt for that third thing.
I mean, all I'm going to say, because you and I disagree on this, all I'm going to tell you is that I'm not giving him a label. I don't think Brady is an egomaniac. But that doesn't mean that from time to time his ego doesn't get in the way.
So we continue that conversation. Bonus Mimecast email of the day. You guys are delusional about the wide receiver position. Okay. I've said they have enough to win. Wake up, says the emailer. Just wait until we play the Chiefs when we need to put up at least 30 points. And we've got Gunner, Osucks, and Blowski running around opposite superstar Philip Dorsett. Pretty good, right?
I like that.
And so again, superstar Philip Dorsett. And what is it with the sudden obsession with waiting to see the rookie receivers when Brady is 42? He doesn't want to be teaching and dealing with headaches during games in his final years, teaching players how to run routes. At Brady's age, he wants to play with seasoned receivers who have seen years of complex coverages and are seasoned when it comes to important plays at important times in the game. Would you guys feel good about having your interns run the show every day and still have the same ratings and success? It all depends what the intern is. That Tucker? He'd do pretty good. I think we'd be all right with that guy.
Yeah, I like Tucker.
Anyway, he says that's how good Brady feels about having rookie receivers and Gunner Osucks and Blowski running around out there catching passes. So look, does Brady want to teach young and new receivers? No, it's a little extra work. And does he want to deal with those headaches? No, when he's 42, no. But isn't it a great story if he did? Like, I thought that's what we rooted for. Like, what if it was? What? Look at Brady at 42, investing the time and showing the confidence in a young guy like Jacoby Myers and working with him during practice, throwing to him during the games, bringing him under his wing. Wouldn't we all applaud Brady and say, well, that's a good story? So I don't understand you people. Why don't you root for that? Why do you give him the pass of acting like it, acting like a quarterback who's, you know, it's all about him and not willing to put in that work? Why would you celebrate that? Why wouldn't we celebrate that other thing that we think Brady's all about? That's what I want him to be about. At 42, yeah, work with Jacoby Myers. That'd be a great story. And we would applaud you for it. And you would deserve credit for that.
No question.
So that's my thing. It's like, of course he doesn't want to. Who wants to grind it out? And like, you know, that's the deal. No one wants to do it. But you do it. And when you do it and succeed doing it, that's when you feel the best about it. That's how you felt the best about this team. I also don't get why, I mean, don't we think this defense is even better than the one last year?
Absolutely.
Absolutely, yeah.
I mean, so why can't you win on defense?
You can.
And why is that so wrong? And so yes, they don't have the greatest receiving core. And he's not surrounded by the greatest talent. He might have to work with some new guys or some young guys. And so they're going to have to score and win some games with 24 points on the board or 27. But they're still going to win if their defense holds up the way it looks like. And they're better coached than the team across. All these things. So what's the problem? So what is it, Tom? Get over it. And then I got another email that I thought was instructive. Steve writes in and says, Felger, look at who's catching passes from Mahomes since Tyreek Hill has gone down. Nobody one, nobody two, and nobody three. I don't hear him complaining. So it is interesting. That's not exactly fair because the leading two guys there are still Sammy Watkins and Travis Kelce.
Yeah, right. I was going to say.
And they'd both be starters here. So, I mean, Watkins would be the best receiver, and Kelce goes without saying.
But he is. I mean, he is throwing touchdown passes to DeMarcus Robinson, who's just a guy, fourth-year guy, former fourth-round pick, roster sort of depth guy. And if he's better than that, tell me. But I don't know. Have you heard much of DeMarcus Robinson until this year?
That's a pretty accurate description.
DeMarcus Robinson.
Mecole Hardman?
Mecole Hardman, who was a second-round pick and can fly. You know, can fly. But he's a rookie second-round pick. Is Mahomes complaining about having to rook with the rookie who can't, you know, figure out the offenses and all this stuff? Is Mahomes having trouble bringing him to a circle of trust, or is he just chucking it to the kid who can fly?
No, and I'm chuckling because, what's his name? Boomer Esiason called him Nicole Kidman. Twice on Sunday.
Mecole Hardman.
Twice.
So you know what Pat Mahomes is doing? He's spreading the ball. He's getting guys like DeMarcus Robinson and Mecole Hardman, the rookie, involved. He's throwing to his running backs. He's throwing to Damien Williams and LeSean McCoy, and he's still got Watkins and Kelce, which is more than Brady has. I'm not, you know, I'm making that clear up front. But I don't know. It doesn't feel to me like it's a storyline in Kansas City about someone entering Patrick Mahomes' circle of trust, and will Patrick Mahomes work with this kid and work with that kid? And
He's not even throwing to Damien Williams. He's been hurt.
Well, I thought Williams had five catches last week.
He played this past weekend. Yeah, he surprisingly played this past weekend, but he's been banged up.
Yeah, so I mean, I just looked at the last box score. He had five catches on five targets. This is what I was, you know, just referencing. So is it like, oh, I got to work with this guy. He's been out. He's not up to speed. I got to work with this kid. He doesn't know that. No, he's just playing. He's just playing. And Brady will come around to just playing.
Of course he will. Yes. I'm just telling you that right now he's butthurt about it.
A little bit.
Yeah, he's butthurt. And all the things you said, my only perspective on this is that I don't want to beat it into the ground. Okay, so don't get mad at me. You can already see the look on your face.
I'm definitely not mad.
Okay, so I don't want to beat it into the ground. But when you say, why can't you win on defense? You can. Why can't you win throwing to Jacoby Myers? You can. But it minimizes Brady's role a little bit. And, you know, for a guy as accomplished as him, that's a hard thing to take.
Well, there's some hair crawled across his ass. That's for sure, for the time being. That's where we are now. Back to your thoughts after this.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Hi, I'm Jim Burns, sales manager from AAA Work Trucks, your local truck upfitter in Billerica. We all know your truck setup is critical to your success on the job, so choose AAA Work Trucks to upfit your vehicle. We sell and install virtually everything your commercial truck needs, from van shelving to ladder racks, lift gates, toolboxes, power inverters, and much more. Call 866-783-6222, and we'll come up with a solution that works best for you. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. That's AAAWorkTrucks.com.
Up.
The
just finishing up on the Damian Williams thing. It wasn't Damian Williams, apparently. It was another running back named Daryl Williams. I leave the running back stuff to you fantasy players because you're the only ones that this matters to. But it even proves my point even more that Patrick Mahomes is worried about some new guy named Daryl or his other brother Daryl. He just throws to him. Through, again, if I still don't have this right, I don't care. There's D. Williams on the play sheet. 5 targets, 5 catches for 47 yards and a long of 16, an average of 9.4.
That was Daryl.
Whether that's Daryl Williams, Damian Williams, or his brother Daryl Williams, it doesn't matter.
Either way, you're getting the D.
We're not carrying around, exactly. He's not carrying on about new guys and working into the system and woe was me. They're just playing. And they could easily be doing the same thing here. And I think Brady will get over it in time, but he's just having his pity party as he tends to do.
You know why Mahomes can do that?
Why?
He's got no ego.
Sean and Marlboro, go ahead, Sean. What do you got?
Felger, sometimes I think you're a turd. You said that Antonio Brown doesn't help Sony Michel and doesn't help the defense. In what world does adding a receiver that would make the defense pay attention to the best player on the field not help a running back or the defense? You don't think that Sony Michel could get...
How does it help the defense? How does it help the defense?
So you don't think the Pats could get one extra sustained drive that gets them an extra 1 to 5 minutes of time a game?
Boy, that's
so
really...
That the defense stay,
I mean, that's a stretch.
You don't think he could catch a couple extra balls that keep the defense off the field for 1 to 2 minutes?
I think that's...
Anything, like...
Wait, so hold on. Let's bring in an accused rapist with the most problems in the... Maybe in the league today. So the defense can get an extra playoff? That is not what I would consider helping the defense.
You were not talking about off the field. You said that Antonio Brown does not help Sony Michel or the defense. By having Antonio Brown on the field, the defense is going to have to pay attention to him.
I don't think he helps the defense. And Sony Michel, maybe he creates more room for him. He also takes away touches, so it's debatable. I think Antonio Brown helps Tom Brady and Tom Brady, not alone, but Tom Brady by far, and then there's a big gap until the next guy.
But if he helps Brady, then the offense works better and the defense stays off the field, so they're fresher.
You keep going back to that. I don't think that's as important as you do. The epic, massive time of possession advantage you're going to get with Antonio Brown, I think you're going to score more points, so there's less pressure on the defense. I mean, but again, that's tangential, if you will. That's not a direct cause and effect. And he should help the whole offense. I'm just saying. I think Brady wanting Antonio Brown so badly is selfish. It is, because it benefits him by far the most, way more than anyone else on that team. The team does not need Antonio Brown to win these games. And I don't think they need Antonio Brown to win a championship. I do not.
Brady will come around on it eventually.
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to take a while, but he'll come around on it eventually. He doesn't have a choice. I mean, he does value winning. So at the end of the day, he's going to look at it and say, well, just like he did with Logan Mankins, it was a good thing to bring up, that eventually he said, you know, the pity party's over. If you remember, we talked about that a lot in that early part of the season. Brady was feeling bad, sorry for himself.
That was 2014, huh?
Yes, correct.
The Kansas City Massacre, that was that year.
Yeah, that was Garoppolo's rookie year.
Yeah, so like that whole thing came together and he snapped out of it. And I think he's playing well. Like in 14, he wasn't playing well to start the year. He was sort of struggling. Now he's fine. He looks good. I mean, I don't think he was great in this last game, but he's, you know.
No, he's played well.
He's fine. He's fine.
He hasn't thrown a pick yet, has he?
No, I don't think.
I mean, again, I
don't think he's even been close. I can't even remember one that was
close.
No,
he hasn't.
Yeah, I don't have any qualms overall with the way Brady's played. He wasn't great in this past game, but so what?
He was short hopping some balls this game.
But the game was over, 3 possessions in.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, and he was also caring about this adversity. What adversity, man? You're winning games like an average of 20 points a game. I mean, what are you talking about? Scott in Weymouth. Go, Scott.
Hey, what's up, guys? What's up? What's up? I'll keep it quick. And you know what? This is sacrilegious, but I'm going to rip Brady. There's more to it than we know. Did you see how he even hugged him after his first touchdown? Is he aware of his past? He's inviting him to his house. Is he still inviting him to his house? And you know what? If he cares so much about people who are trying to make better of their life, tell him to go down to the homeless shelter. There's a bunch of people that would love to live in his Brookline mansion. I'm getting sick of Brady. Get real.
Okay, so... I think Brady just cares about winning. He just cares about the football. And he doesn't care about, you know, that's just what he cares about. And I think Belichick's the same way. Bloodless. They're not out to save the world. They're out to win football games and enhance their legacies and win at a high level and destroy everybody else. And that's all they care about. They don't care about anything else, which I'm fine with if they'd own it a little bit more. Own it. I mean, Brady will send out the heart emojis and the sausage emojis and do the Marsha Brady, you know, thing with the Instagram, but he won't say anything. He won't put his words to it, and he won't, you know, just own the thing. You want to win football games, and he helps you win football games, and that's your job, and that's what you're here to do. And so you just stand by that and own it. But they want to have it both ways. They want to have the thing, which is, I think it's a little weaselly. Tony and Stoneham. Go ahead, Tony.
How you doing, guys? Listen, I got 2 points to make. You want Dombrowski first, or you want Brady?
I just want him quick.
All right, I'll give him to you quick. Brady, put yourself in his shoes. You got the number one show on radio, okay? Now, if one of you guys were replaced, and you're gambling on being number one again, how happy are you? With Brown, he's guaranteed another a Super Bowl game and possibly a 19-0 season. So that's why he's upset. He's one of the top five receivers in baseball.
Okay.
I mean, in football.
In football, I got you. Dombrowski.
Dombrowski? Dombrowski has done a real disservice to the Red Sox. He got them no closer. He re-signed Evaldi. He re-signed Sale. Has really killed them for signing people in the future, and he's destroyed this team.
Okay, destroyed is a strong word, but a reset is coming. Bridge year is coming. If they get Theo Epstein, he is going to come here, and as I said earlier, bridge year your ass like you read about.
Yeah, the Zacum Red Sox.
Get ready, man.
2020.
There is going to be a high wire bridge across your Red Sox ass for a year at least.
I mean, look, you know how I feel about the Sale and Evaldi contracts, but I still think the biggest thing that Dombrowski did to kill you is he didn't give you any players in the system. Because again, you can manage the payroll if you have minor leaguers coming. You can just plug young guys in and save money at two or three spots on the diamond. You're all set. They don't have that. That's why the contracts kill you.
This whole thing about what Brady's surrounded by, I just think people miss it so badly that they don't include Belichick in that conversation. Like, yes, there are years where his weapons aren't great or he's not surrounded by the best receivers. He has Bill Belichick standing there on the sidelines. Wait, do you think Peyton Manning would have been better off with Marvin Harrison and Reggie Wayne all those years or Bill Belichick?
Bill Belichick.
So cut this out about you don't surround him with anything. He's got Belichick. You know what? Give Aaron Rodgers Bill Belichick or another one of these quarterbacks Bill Belichick? You don't think that Peyton Manning would have traded Dallas Clark or whatever weapon Edgerrin James you're talking about for Bill Belichick on the sidelines for 20 years of his career?
Belichick is phenomenal.
You know what a massive advantage that is, Mad Dog?
Belichick doesn't care.
Edgerrin James, that guy was soft as freaking puppy poo.
Oh, he's so talented. Oh, you know, like, give me a break. Brady's been surrounded by the single greatest football mind in the history of the sport. I don't want to hear about who his tight end is or the second receiver is. That's ridiculous. He's surrounded by Bill Belichick.
It hurts Belichick. Belichick. It hurts Belichick.
Thank you.
Belichick's not Lombardi. What Belichick did was wrong. Belichick. Belichick.
Thank you, Chris. Member of the Patriots organization standing by to answer to this mess.
Belichick. I would say Belichick. Belichick's going to the Hall of Fame. Brady Belichick.
Paul Prillo after the update. No commercials.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Hi, I'm Jim Burns, sales manager from AAA Work Trucks, your local truck upfitter in Billerica. We all know your truck setup is critical to your success on the job, so choose AAA Work Trucks to upfit your vehicle. We sell and install virtually everything your commercial truck needs, from van shelving to ladder racks, lift gates, toolboxes, power inverters, and much more. Call 866-783-6222, and we'll come up with a solution that works best for you. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. That's AAAWorkTrucks.com.
This is Ty Law, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Have you ever seen 100,000 square feet of pure fun? Come join us at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Be amazed at the 30 luxury bowling lanes, a multi-level go-kart track featuring car number 24, multi-story laser tag, and more. Apex offers delicious chef-inspired menu with two full bars serving craft and local beer, plus signature cocktails featuring my very own Corbis Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Come to Marlboro and visit or check us out at apexentertainment.com.